You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing he loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God, that there is a difference between those two. And we've been working at giving you from the Word some things that you can see in the Word that allow you to actually meditate on that Word and to hear, see that Word, and so that you don't just know about the love of God, but you can see Jesus treating you this way. And we went through several different stories in the New Testament, but now in particular we're centering up on the kindness of God, that God desires to be kind to you. We saw that both in Ephesians and we saw it in Isaiah. And now we're actually, but the question is okay, so God desires to be kind to me. What does that look like? Okay, and so now we're here in 2 Samuel chapter 9, looking specifically at what the kindness of God looks like. And we're going to be making some New Testament parallels and things, but I want you to begin to see your Lord treating you this way, with this type of kindness, with this type of love, with this type of compassion. All right, and we're if you've missed any part of this, I strongly recommend that you go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, because there you can listen to all of these materials absolutely free. You can also sign up. We've got a free daily devotional going on right now that is specifically designed to help you with knowing and believing the love that God has for you. Not only that, we actually, you'll be able to, there's several different messages on there that specifically trained are in reference to these subject, the knowing and believing the love of God, that you can take and apply to your own life, and that you can hear, but they're extended. They're all in one clip, and those are absolutely free. Our partners make that possible. And if you'd like to be one of those ones that make it possible, and make it possible to keep changing lives all over the world, you can also sign up for partnership there. Now, again, we're in chapter 9. Now, I've covered a lot, and you really need to go hear this again, but I want to cut through this. We're going to get down to this. It says in verse 1, it says, "Now David said, is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I might show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. So when he had called to him David, the king said to him, 'Are you Ziba?' And he said, 'At your service.' Then the king said, 'Is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?'" Now remember now, this is God, David saying, what I'm about to do is the kindness of God. That's exact what everything that we're about to see, everything we're about to see manifested, the way we're about to see it manifested, this is what David learned from God, and this is the kindness of God. Now again, David is the most powerful man on the face of the earth. Nobody can make him do anything. So I got to cut through this because for the sake of time. But basically, he says, "Yeah, we know we know there's a kid, Mephibosheth. He's lame at his feet, and he was lame at his feet because his back had been broken when they were trying to rush him out because they thought that David was going to try to kill him. And so he's down there hiding out, and then all of a sudden one day the army shows up to bring him out. And David goes to great expense to bring this man out and to bring him to the throne room." Now again, there's going to be two different perspectives in this. David thinks he's showing kindness. Mephibosheth thinks this is certain death because he doesn't know the king. That he'd been told some things about the king that just were not true. They were not true of who he was. And yet, David is is still showing him this kindness, but Mephibosheth, he's probably not receiving it real good, because and this might have happened to you, where somebody told you that God was this ogre and he was a God of judgment, which he is the righteous judge. I make no mistake about that, but he's not looking to harm you. He doesn't want you to serve him and show up at his throne room just so he can treat you like a toy and make your life miserable. No, he wants to do good to you. That's exactly what David's motivation was. But Mephibosheth wouldn't have seen it that way. And that's the reason why when we get here in verse 6, it says, "Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David said, Mephibosheth." Now he's asking this question, basically, are you Jonathan's son? Are you his? That's really, when he says Mephibosheth, that's really the question, because he knows that Mephibosheth is the son of Jonathan. But notice Mephibosheth's reaction in the presence of the king. He's laying down on his face. He's terrified. And David acknowledges this, and he said, "Then David said to him, 'Do not fear, I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake.'" Now, there's more to that, and I'm going to get there in a second, but he recognizes he's afraid. So what's the first thing David tries to do for this young man? Eliminate the fear. Hey, don't fear. You have no reason to be afraid. See, everybody had told Mephibosheth that your greatest enemy, your greatest foe, is David. But the truth of the matter is, David was Mephibosheth's greatest friend, greatest cheerleader, greatest support. You know, that's true of the Lord. You don't have to be afraid of your king. You should go on into the throne room and allow the love that he has for you and the kindness that he has shared with you be showered on you. And I guarantee you, when you come into the presence of God, the first thing, if you are scared, if you're scared about what's going to happen next, the first thing your Lord is going to say to you, don't be afraid. And then he says to him, "I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake." Now think about that. Because he goes on here. Let me go through this. And he goes, "I will restore to you the house of Saul." He says, I will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually." Now notice, we're going to come back to that. He says, and he bowed himself, talking about Mephibosheth, and said, "What is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I?" Now see, that's interesting, because to him, because he was lame at his feet, he considered himself to be a dead dog. But David didn't. You know, so many times we try to go into the throne room and impress God with our humility. That, "Lord, I'm nothing but a dog." And he is completely unimpressed. Besides that, one of the things that Mephibosheth should have realized is you didn't get access to this throne room based on your righteousness. You did not get access to this throne room based on your goodness. You did not get access to this throne room based on what you could do for me. You got access to this throne room on the basis of someone else and their righteousness before me. And you got access to this throne room not based upon what you could do for me, but what I desire to do for you. I desire to show you kindness. I did not bring you in here to see what you could do for me. I brought you to the throne room to see what I could do for you. That's exactly what the Father did for you in Jesus. Now remember, we talked about how David went to great expense just to get David to the throne room. He gets Mephibosheth at great expense into the throne room to do what? To restore to him everything he's lost. Not just the land of Jonathan, but he takes it all the way back to the beginning, really, of their lineage to Saul, the king. David is withholding absolutely nothing from this man. He is giving him complete and absolute restoration. Now, again, think of it. He did all of this. He spent all of this money. He hunted this man down, spent everything necessary to get him into the throne room. To do what? To have a new servant? No. In fact, he says, son, I brought you here to give to you. I brought you here to this place. I spent all of this to get you here that I could bless you. I'm restoring to you everything. Everything you have lost. Everything you thought was taken from you. Everything people told you I took from you. Son, I've been looking for you to bless you. And son, you will not be on the outside looking in. You will be right here in my house eating at my table. Now remember, Mephibosheth would have a legitimate claim to the throne. He is the direct descendant of Saul. And is David afraid of this man and his claim to the throne? No. Why? Because the people did not make David king. It was God that made David king. And there is nothing that Mephibosheth can do about that. So you want to know what? David has no reason to fear Mephibosheth. See, I need to switch roles here for just a second. But in your life, you have no reason to fear nor compete with anyone else. Because the place that is your life, your calling, the thing you were born to do, no man can take it from you. You don't have to be afraid of anybody. You can promote people. You can be good to people exactly the way David was. Because remember, what is David showing Mephibosheth? He's showing him the kindness of God. He's showing them the kindness he learned from God. What is David banking on to protect him and his throne? The kindness of God. I don't have to be afraid of Mephibosheth because God's kindness towards me will completely overwhelm anything that Mephibosheth would try to do. You know, when you're in business and stuff, and people say, well, there's got this business open up, you should rejoice and say, you know what? Instead of fearing that business, I'm going to be a blessing to that business. You want to know why? Because I am blessed, because my Lord is kind to me. And every time I walk into the throne room, he's giving to me. I'm not making him give it. I'm not begging him to give it. He wants to give to me, because that's what we're seeing in David, is this kindness. It's like this. Speaking of kindness, we have some things that we want to make you aware of and to bless you. Listen to Michael for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking His Word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boots, along with